This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Meekley. World leaders have been congratulating the projected president-elect Joe Biden on his victory over U.S. President Donald Trump. Among them are German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, a Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
The United States is our closest and most important ally, and that's been the case under president after president, prime minister after prime minister. It won't change. And I look forward very much to working with President Biden and his team on a lot of crucial stuff for us.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in sent out brief messages on his social media account Sunday, expressing support for the former U.S. vice president and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has promised legal action after leveling accusations of large-scale voter fraud in the state of Pennsylvania, as well as other states that broke for Biden. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has details.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says,
it's time for the president's lawyers to present the facts, and then it's time for those facts to speak for themselves.
But Democratic Senator Chris Coons says there's no proof of any fraud.
If Republicans are going to support President Trump in his resistance to accepting the outcome of the election, the president needs to show some facts, not just angry tweets.
Joining Coons and Blunt on ABC's This Week, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Stop the rancor. Stop the fighting. We have real problems. Let's move on together.
I'm Shelley Adler.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Closing out another weekend, the United States continues to set more records for COVID-19 deaths and infections. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Johns Hopkins University's tally shows the country reported more than 126,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 Saturday, while more than 1,000 people died from the infection. The seven-day rolling averages have also been rising. New cases up from more than 64,000 2 weeks ago to nearly 104,000, while daily deaths have risen from 801 to 930. There have been more than 9.9 million cases and more than 237,000 people have died from the virus in the U.S. since the pandemic started. Worldwide, confirmed cases have now passed the 50 million mark, with more than 1.25 million deaths. I'm Ben Thomas.
A strengthening tropical storm has sliced across Cuba Sunday and heads for the southern tip of Florida, where officials braced for a storm that could hit a hurricane force after leaving scores dead and over 100 missing in Mexico and Central America. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami declared hurricane and storm surge warnings for the Keys from Ocean Reef to the Dry Tortugas, including Florida Bay, with the storm expected to reach that area by Sunday night or early Monday. Florida officials closed beaches, ports, and COVID testing sites, shut down public transportation, and urged residents to stay off the street. Ethiopia's prime minister has announced major changes to the country's military and intelligence leadership as he seeks to defend a growing military action against the country's defiant Tigray region. He has urged citizens not to target the ethnic Tigrayan people amid fears of civil war. An aid group says that at least 60 people have been wounded and 6 killed in one location along the Tigray border, and the United Nations warns of major humanitarian crises if millions flee all-out fighting or if the heavily armed Tigray region remains almost completely cut off from the world. 4 astronauts have arrived at Florida's Kennedy Space Center for SpaceX's second crew launch next weekend. This time, there are twice as many astronauts as the test flight earlier this year, and the mission will last for full 6 months. The 3 Americans and 1 Japanese astronaut flew into Kennedy from Houston Sunday. They're scheduled to rocket away Saturday night to the International Space Station. For NASA, it does mark the long-awaited start of regular crew rotations, with private companies providing the lifts. The astronauts have named their capsule Resilience, given all the challenges of the year 2020. Again, more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.